radio is changing. Did you know that a fifth of radio listening is now from a smart speaker? Cambridge 105 Radio is changing too. From Saturday the 7th of December, we'll have a new name, Cambridge Radio. We'll still be available on digital radio, online, smart speakers, and of course 105 FM, but with a new name, Cambridge Radio.
Live from the Gwydir Street Studios, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And on the subject of Christmas, we are fast approaching the big day. Many of us will be thinking about starting our shopping this weekend, perhaps today, with some Black Friday bargains. And as ever, the Rotary Club of Cambridge South are providing some additional car parking in aid of good causes. And David Ellis is from the Cambridge South Rotary Club. He's on the line now. Good morning to you, David.
Morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming on. Normally I'd make some quip about it being a much better paying the Rotary Club of Cambridge South rather than the City Council to go in their car parks, which it is, but they kind of need the money this year, so I'll gloss over that one a little bit perhaps. But as always, there are some really good charitable causes which you'll be collecting for. And maybe if we could start off by going through a few of them. I know there's quite a number, but we'll try and whiz through them as best as we can.
Yeah, there's always a sort of Cambridge focus to it, and particularly a sort of homeless charities focus. So Winter Comfort, Jimmy's, and the It Takes a City will be major beneficiaries again this year.
Oh, that's very good. I notice also there's, for example, the Red Hen Project as well, who do a lot of fantastic work with young people in Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, so another Cambridge-based charity, really giving young people who have found sort of life quite difficult in mainstream school, giving them a fantastic chance to fulfil their potential.
Yeah, no, very much so. And it's interesting, I noticed there's a couple of University of Cambridge projects, the Veterinary School Trust, for example, and there's another one as well, I think I spotted on your list on your list too. And it's interesting because I guess part of this is all possible because the University Estates Department lets you park on their grounds in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. They give us the access to the sites free. And it's also worth mentioning the employees at these sites as well, because we do get in their way a little bit, and they're fantastic in allowing us access to their car parks.
Do they do weekend working there? That's an interesting thing. I'm trying to think. I have a friend of mine works at the Department of Chemistry, but I don't think she does weekends.
Yeah, some do. Some I'm certainly sure come in and tell us they're working, but I think they probably nip off to the shops. But,
oh, I see. Just out of interest, do they get a free pass, or do they have to stump up the money for the charities as well?
No, they get a free pass.
Good, but it is relatively inexpensive, at least compared to, dare I say, at the Grand Arcade across the way, to park with you.
Yeah, I mean, we ask for a minimum donation of £7, but for that you can park all day, which is fantastic value compared with the Grand Arcade. I think it would get you maybe a couple of hours in the Grand Arcade, if that, I think.
Because I live so close to the city, I know it's a rule I'd normally walk in anyway, so I'm sorry to say not going to get any money from me. but for those who need to come in for the city, or actually people who do live in the city, I know I've needed to use car parks when you've got something particularly heavy to carry, you don't want to take it on the bike perhaps at that point. I'm just thinking that all those £7 do add up rather quickly. How much would you expect to raise overall?
Well, last year, I think we were just over £32,000, which is a fantastic amount of money to distribute. And we'd hope to do something similar again this year.
Yeah. So just make just I'm sure the car parks are well, I guess these are the ones you normally use each year, but there may be some listeners who are new to Cambridge and perhaps unfamiliar with where they are. So where are they, and also when are they opening is the other important thing.
Yep. So the biggest car park is the Downing site, which is down Tennis Court Road. And that opens at 8:30 in the morning. So it's Saturdays and Sundays through December, and then in the period between Christmas and New Year. The other site is the Department of Chemistry on Lensfield Road, and that opens slightly later. On Saturdays, that opens sort of 10 o'clock, Sundays sort of 11 o'clock. And again, it's for all of the weekends right up until Christmas.
Wow. And presumably you've got lots of people who, and maybe you need some more, I don't know, who are responsible for taking the money on the door, as it were. Well, no door, but you know what I mean. Taking the money from people as they park up to go and do their shopping. How many volunteers are involved?
Yeah, we must have something like 80 or 90 volunteers that cover all the slots. It adds up to a huge amount.
Oh,
and this
goodness.
Year we've had a fantastic response from volunteers. A lot of them come from the charities that will receive some funding, but we've also got some amazing regulars that turn out for us year in, year out. They get wet and cold, but they still come back next year. So, our schedule's looking pretty good this year. So I'm really, really grateful to those volunteers.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it starts tomorrow, I think, is the first day, isn't it?
Yep, we kick off tomorrow. We're fingers crossed that the weather will be kind to us.
Yeah, I think it's sort of okay tomorrow is possibly the best way to describe it. Certainly the weather's a bit iffy at the moment, but again, it is November, so I guess it's kind of, well, surely December, so I guess we can't really complain if we get a bit of wind and rain, but it doesn't make it any more fun if you're the person who's standing out in the car park for a couple of hours.
No, it's definitely a case of dressing appropriately for the weather.
Yeah, no, definitely so. Because it's Mill Road Winter Fair the Saturday after next, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, yes, we do have some nice new Cambridge Radio stuff to wear, but actually I want to wrap up in several coats and a scarf.
Yeah, keep warm is the key, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic what the Rotary Club of Cambridge South puts together each year on this, David, and we'll be sure to mention it certainly on our Saturday and Sunday programmes to make sure that everyone is aware that they can take advantage. Well, a double thing really, isn't it? Take advantage of cheap £7 all day parking and help some tremendous causes at the same time.
Yep, it's definitely a double winner.
That's great. Well, David, thanks very much as always. That's David Ellis from the Rotary Club of Cambridge South. Those car parks opening for the first time tomorrow. Let's quickly check with travel, because there's quite a bit going on there this morning.
Cambridge 105 Radio.